We're talking now with Mark Goler from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. Mark, in the forestry department, I know that you are point people when it comes to all these wildfire situations. You were saying that literally January through December is our fire season in Oklahoma.
That's correct. We can have a fire any time of the year during here in Oklahoma, and it's all based on our weather and our fuel conditions. And so regardless, we're always prepared for fires despite what time of the year it is.
At the same time, though, you indicated that March-April period is when you expect maybe the most action.
That's for this year in particular because of La Nina. We're looking at the March-April time frame as being our most active for wildfires. Even though we've seen some rainfall and some moisture here in the last couple of weeks, as we move farther into the spring, when we start to see the change in seasons, we'll see those weather systems come through that are warmer and drier than what we typically see. And La Nina is in particular, one of the reasons that occurs.
I know that you talked a little bit about the history of La Nina in our state as far as the wildfires that we have had, and we had some of our biggest ones in La Nina years.
That is correct. The most recent was 2016, 2017, and 2018, where we saw fires such as the Ray Fire in Dewey County in 2018. 2017, we had the Northwest Oklahoma Complex, which occurred in Beaver County and Woods County, Woodward County, Harper County. Those fires were extremely significant. And in 2016, we had the Anderson Creek Fire in Woods County and the 350 Complex, which occurred in Woodward County. All those were in La Nina years, and we saw significant structure loss, significant loss of life, and then also the values at risk, the impacts to agriculture and other things such as our electrical infrastructure, fences, homes, bridges that were impacted during those years.
For 2021, tell me, you had several factors on the screen that, you talked about that. I guess, have you concerned to say they could give us problems this year? Tell me about that.
Okay, so what we're looking at, the reason why we're looking at 2021 as being one of the problem years is because of the La Nina effect, which typically is drier and warmer for Oklahoma. And with our fuel conditions that we have, the increase in herbaceous fuel growth due to some late growing season rains, we saw an increase in grass growth across the state that will help to sustain a fire and also be more fuel for one to burn. Now, it's a lot of people call fires in Oklahoma just strictly grass fires. That couldn't be farther from the truth. Grass is one of the fuels that carries the fire, but they burn through numerous fuel complexes, through forested areas where we have the leaf litter and the trees and the woody material. And during the summer months, we have crown fires that occur that burn in eastern red cedar and our hardwood trees, the oaks. So really, we prefer to call them wildfires because they burn so many different types of fuel across our state.
So for that landowner, what are there some tips that you might pass along that would help them, be a step or two ahead of wildfire?
Yes. Make sure that if, in particular around homes, that keep the grass mown short. If they have any type of volatile tree, vegetation, shrubs, limb those up at least 6 feet off the ground to avoid for any approaching fire to be able to climb into the crown of the tree. A lot of times the fires that burn homes, actually it's not the fire impinging or burning on the structure itself, it's windblown embers. So anything you can do to move the fuel complex back away from the house at least 30 feet. Anything you can go beyond that increases the home's probability of survival. So, and then also it allows for the fire department and responding fire personnel a place that they'll be able to work and easily defend if an approaching fire. So at least clean up around the house. Don't have firewood stacked up right next to the structure. Any type of accumulation of burning material, lawn furniture, things like that. Just consider what could catch fire and just move it away from the house during this time when we expect wildfires to occur. Don't wait for the smoke to be in the air. Take action now.
One last question. You mentioned that, there are various species out there that can give us problems. I guess the one that a lot of folks think of is that red cedar, especially.
That is just one of the many species that we have here in the state that does cause problems, and it's because of the spotting potential from the eastern red cedar. It is an oily species. We move into northwestern Oklahoma, we have sagebrush. We go into eastern and southeast Oklahoma, we have shortleaf and loblolly pine that grow down there. It's the same situation, just a different species of trees. Right now, the eastern red cedar, especially here in central and western Oklahoma, is the most visible and most familiar to Oklahomans.